Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome in. It's me and Del now. Terry Yates is joining us in studio, defense lawyer extraordinaire here in the city of Houston, to break down what's going on, Busby versus Harden, and how both are handling the cases, what is the process here with the civil and possibly criminal. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you, John.
Appreciate you being here. Move in just a little bit toward the mic. So let's start with the way that Tony Busby is going about this thing. And Rusty yesterday accused him of maligning Deshaun's name with how he is doing it and not giving him a chance to refute anything because he's putting Jane Doe on all of it and not giving up the names. What do you think about the way Tony is going about this thing?
Well, they're both in the public opinion, trying to sway public opinion right now, John. So both of them are very good. You know, of course, Rusty's represented a number of high-profile clients, and Busby has done so also. And, you know, he ran for Houston mayor. He knows how to work the media. Both of them are real good at it.
What about how he is slowly bringing each one or two at a time or whatever, and just it seems like it's a bombardment against Deshaun.
It is. I think he filed the original one, and that brought out more cases. At least that's his statement as to how he got them. But I would guess he was probably sitting on a few to see how they would respond. And then, you know, as more and more come out, there are definitely strength in numbers. So it's his cause is looking pretty good.
Does it matter, the public opinion?
Sure. I think from a standpoint of Deshaun Watson, and of course he markets himself as advertisers, and you know he's a high-profile athlete. It definitely does.
Well, okay. So, but when you're doing it like this too, and you know you don't have time to vet, and apparently they've already discredited one of the young ladies who was trying to extort money from Deshaun before trying to get $30,000. Does that hurt the credibility of the entire case?
It probably does to some extent, but there's so many right now, they're going to have a difficult time discrediting all of them.
Yeah,
if you're talking about two or three. And as Harden and his investigators become aware of who these individuals are, I guarantee you they're going to do thorough background checks, and they'll attempt to discredit many of them.
Yeah, and then, you know, the question of why a civil suit. Terry Yates, by the way, is with us here, defense attorney here in the city of Houston, to break down this whole thing and the whole process. The going civilly as opposed to going to the cops to begin with, it appears, and I would imagine Rusty's going to make the case, it looks more like a money grab than it does any kind of criminality.
Well, absolutely. That's how Tony Busby got to be so rich. It's filing civil suits. So that's the way they went originally. It appears now there may be some, there has been discussion about whether HPD and the Harris County District Attorney's Office is looking into some of these cases. But, you know, Busby's all about money. He's makes money filing lawsuits for plaintiffs. And that's his objective and his goal.
And how about that he's, each one of them, he's filing for the minimum, but with, he's claiming with all of them that they have long-lasting effects, and that's where big money can come in, right?
Well, I've looked at several lawsuits, not all of them, but most plaintiff lawyers, when they file the original petition, they just say that it exceeds the minimum jurisdictional limits of the court to get you into that court. Very few lawyers actually will specify a number of damages in the beginning. They'll wait to do that until the defense, they file what's called special exceptions, ask for, all right, what are your actual damages? Then he'll have to amend his pleadings at some point and claim a specific number.
And the pain and suffering, where that'll come in, that big money?
Sure, pain and suffering.
He's claiming that with all of them, too.
Intentional affliction of emotional distress, pain and suffering. You know, you're going to see some of them probably gone to counseling, have gotten counseling for mental distress and other things.
Well, he originally, Tony Busby, misspoke in that he said that he was sending it to the police department, and then the police department said, no, he hasn't sent us anything. And he said, well, I'm sending it to the DA. But if he doesn't, okay, so we had a lawyer who we think is a lawyer, said he was a lawyer. He said, listen, if there's no criminal, these women are not accountable. But as soon as it becomes criminal and they swear a statement, sign a statement against Deshaun Watson, now they're going to be accountable. And they could actually be prosecuted if they're lying about this. Does it bring more credibility to the case if these women put themselves on the line by filing criminal charges?
It does. And, you know, generally I'll tell you that the district attorney's office, once civil cases are filed, they're a little apprehensive about getting in because, you know, the plaintiffs then are motivated by money. It's always something that can be used against them in a criminal case. But, you know, there are certain ramifications for not being truthful to the court in either case. In civil cases, if your pleadings are false or not reliable, you can get sanctioned by the court for filing frivolous lawsuits. The criminal case is, of course, a little bit more severe. If you make false statements to the police or to grand jury, you could go to jail. So, sure, if the criminal, you know, I think the criminal case will probably be investigated, but these women are going to have to come forth to the police and be interviewed and subjected to their investigators' questions to determine whether they're being truthful or not.
Would it go to straight to the police or the DA to get a grand jury?
Generally, you know, 90% of the cases brought by the Harris County District Attorney's Office are provided to them by the Houston Police Department.
Okay.
Because that's the largest law enforcement agency in Harris County. There are 5,000 or so, 6,000 Houston police officers. They file the majority of cases. They could go directly to the district attorney's office. You know, they have divisions that deal with this type, and they have their own investigators. But generally, you know, most cases are brought by a law enforcement agency outside the district attorney's office. Then the district attorney's office, if they accept charges, will use their investigators to do follow-up investigations. But something this big, you know, with high publicity and a lot of they may take it directly. That's called a direct filing when you go straight to the district attorney without going through a police agency.
Terry Yates is with us here, in studio defense lawyer here in the city of Houston for years and years and years, getting his opinion on what's going on with this Deshaun stuff. So, okay, so suppose that Tony Busby doesn't file or bring this to the DA. Suppose Deshaun loses this case civilly. Is there a chance that he could face criminal charges, or do the women have to bring it to if the DA is standing by and watching the civil case and feels like there's enough even without the women coming forward? Is that a possibility or no?
Well, it is, but generally to get a criminal case filed, the complainant or the victim has to want it to be done. All right. You know, once that case is filed, it's done in the name and by the authority of the state of Texas. They kind of lose control, but until they cooperate with the police or the DA's office, it's unlikely that they'll file any charges.
Okay. So, and what if the DA does get this? Would the DA wait until the civil stuff is done? Because if he is found criminally guilty, it would make a much better civil case, no?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of times they will sit on the sidelines and wait for the discovery to be done. You know, he would be deposed possibly in a civil case, and then the DAs can use all that information to their advantage. So a lot of times they'll sit back and wait. And the statute of limitations for most of these, well, for sexual assault, is like 10 years, so they got plenty of time. Some of the other allegations would be more like misdemeanors, like public lewdness or indecent exposure. Those are 2-year statute of limitations. They'll be running a little bit faster. But the DA's office could sit on the sidelines, let the discovery take place in the civil lawsuit, and then take that information to their advantage to use it in a criminal case.
Terry Yates with us here on ESPN 97.5, breaking down legally what's going on with the Deshaun Watson case. What do you think? Rusty Harden he's got a slingshot in his hand right now because Tony Busby has a machine gun. What do you think about the way Rusty's handling it so far?
Well, Rusty's, he's a master, and he's being very cautious about what he's saying because he doesn't know exactly what Busby has. So he's trying to sway the media and sway the public without going into too many specifics. Rusty knows how to handle the media, believe me.
Yeah. Well, and what do you think? Yesterday was his first statement, pretty much his first statement. He doesn't have any ammunition right now, does he?
No, he doesn't. And he's worried about saying something specific and then getting that turned around on him pretty quickly.
Mike Florio, who writes for Pro Football Talk, is a lawyer, and he said the first thing I do is make Deshaun take a polygraph. As a defense attorney, do you need a polygraph out of your client?
No, I mean,
just for your own sake.
If there was one case, and believe me, I've had clients do a number of polygraphs, and they're not all the time reliable. People have a hard time believing that, but they're just not. Some people just don't do well on a polygraph. And the fact that he, now I think his agent or market agent said that he did have consensual sex with some of these women.
Right.
It's going to be, a polygraph just measures your response to the questions and whether you get anxious about it. What the question said, they measure your blood level, your pulse, your breathing. And when you're asked a certain question and theoretically, when people are deceptive, all those things increase. I could see his all those factors going up, just being questioned about this at all because, he was engaging in illegal activity, which would have been prostitution if he was paying women for sex. So, a polygraph, I don't think in this case would be all that useful.
So you just mentioned it, and that is something. Brian Burley investigated the one woman who was trying to get $30,000 out of Deshaun, and he admitted that Deshaun admitted to consensual sex. Is that a good thing in this situation? Because now a masseuse, he's admitted that there is sex involved in these massages, which now puts in doubt. And if he'd have said, I've never had any sex with any of these women, now this puts that in doubt, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And it's not good for him publicly. Of course, it's a crime, but it's nothing like a sexual assault would be, where you're talking about a second degree felony where he's looking at 20 years in prison. If it's consensual, that's a defense to the criminal case. So that would be one defense in the criminal case. But yeah, the whole thing, if I was a prosecutor, the fact that he's going out and engaging these women on the side during a time of COVID, when I'm sure the NFL doesn't want these players having contact with outside individuals. And secondly, the Houston Texans have numerous medical people, massage therapists on staff to where he could get as many massages as he wanted, an NRG. It all doesn't look good for him.
No. We were talking about this. So there are 22 women or so that are claiming that he was inappropriate sexually, but Rusty Harden has said he's had numerous that weren't. How many different massages does this dude need? And how many? He can't find a good one because he's going to a different one every single time. That is an indicator that something is inappropriate.
Exactly. Yeah, he's looking for love in all the wrong places, maybe. Yeah, and he got it from L.A. and to Atlanta. I don't know. There are women from different cities. Of course, they are probably out there for games, but, he's on the road doing this in different cities. It's not a good thing for him.
No. So, and you indicated that there might even be prostitution involved here because he's paying them and then having sex with them. But if it was, let's say it was consensual, let's say I paid you. Oh, and then we just happened to have sex on top of it. Could you make that argument?
You could make it, but it's unlikely the state would ever bring charges for a prostitution case. Highly unlikely.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look good for him.
No, and you know what? Is he suffering enough pain? This is certainly maligning his name. Is Tony Busby in danger in any way, shape, or form bringing it about like this when he's destroying Deshaun in this way? If it's found that that all of these are frivolous? Is Tony Busby destroying Deshaun, and can he be liable in any way?
Well, he could be sanctioned by the court if all these women are just making this up, and it turns out it was frivolous and false. Yeah, he could be in big trouble, but you know that's. I don't think that's very likely.
No,
you've got so many women from different places, and they all have different stories, but they're similar enough to be credible, but they're very different. You know, and there's a lot of strength in numbers. Gosh, 16. I think 16 is the last I heard. You say there's 20 now?
Well, there's 22 women allegedly. There's already been 16 filed. I guess it's the number 16 today that are filed. But he said before, and who knows, there may be more coming forward. What about the claims that they're making? Is it going to be different money for those who said he moved and they accidentally touched him or whatever versus he forced them for oral sex? Those women will be compensated much better, wouldn't they?
Well, assuming you know they prevail.
If they prevail,
yeah, they sure, yeah, someone forcing you to engage in oral sex. The damages would be tremendously more than, you know, some of the allegations where he brushed up against them with an erect penis, you know.
So, yeah.
The damages, and you know, every case will be evaluated differently, subject to the plaintiff and the damages they have. Like I said, they may have gone to counseling and, you know, have emotional damages and just how they responded.
So in your opinion, this one that has come forward and admitted extortion or blackmail, it really doesn't hurt the rest of the cases, does it? Just because there's a bad seed, there's a bad apple, doesn't mean the other 15 are thrown out. And in a civil trial, it's not beyond a reasonable doubt. It's percentage-wise, you could win 51-49, right?
Right, yeah. It's just greater weight of the evidence on the civil side. You know, they're saying it was blackmail. I'm sure this lady's going to say it was just a settlement negotiation. You know, I don't know what her response has been to that or her Busby's response, but I assume they're just going to say they were attempting to settle it with a NDA or a non-disclosure agreement. So you know, there's probably two sides to that story also.
Yeah. How much, what's the neighborhood this is going to cost Deshaun?
It's hard to say, but it's, you're talking about big money with that many people.
Just Rusty's big money.
Yeah. That's not even counting Rusty. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. If he loses the – man, I don't know he can afford Rusty and all of the settlements if they win.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be sitting out a season. He's going to need that paycheck.
Oh, no. He's playing. He is – and then there's the NFL to deal with after this.
Sure. Yeah, they're going to investigate it.
Yeah, investigate it. And they don't need criminal charges. There is nothing positive. The fact that people are thinking, I mean, you don't know, I don't know, but that they think the Texans are behind this, I don't know how the Texans would be behind this, first of all. But secondly, losing all of Deshaun's value is certainly not in the Texans' best interest.
Absolutely not. And certainly it doesn't help their name and marketing either. Their star players. that's ludicrous to believe that the Texans are somehow behind this.
Yeah, yeah. What you've seen so far is that this is bad for Deshaun.
Very bad. When you have this, you know, that many people, of course, they're going to have to be vetted and talked to, and it's all going to come down to each independent woman's character and credibility. But when you have that many, there's, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Absolutely. We're going to let you go. We appreciate it. Terry Yates, defense attorney here in the city of Houston. We appreciate you being here. Thanks for the information and the insight. We're going to talk to Chris on the other side. Chris Williams, I'm going to join us here on the other side. We'll tell you about the golf tournament that's coming up right here, ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
I'm in love with the go-go.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Chris Williams is joining us from Lucille's, and what a job they do at so much, so many meals that they give out to the community. I mean, Chris, you are unbelievable what you are doing out there in the community. I just want to tell you thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, just for what you do in the community, making sure. I mean, now this dude puts his money and his time where his mouth is, okay? Mm-hmm. So he ain't talking about, he's making a difference out there feeding people. And I would imagine the people that you're feeding are really, I mean, this isn't, slop that they're getting right. Good food. Yeah. Probably going, you know what, I'm going to come back here.
Yeah. I mean, so one thing that we really try to focus on is creating meals that speak to the people that are the recipients of the meals. So we don't want to give them, tacos and or pasta if they don't do that. If they want smothered chicken and pork chops, and that's what they get. So, and if they do want tacos, they get that. So.
I want that. I can go and I rarely do pay for stuff, but I will. Mm-hmm. And I'll do that, right? That was like, yeah. that's what I try to do. What did you bring us today?
Today I just brought you some offerings from our lunch menu. You have our seared tuna sandwich, which is toasted ciabatta, avocado, that's aioli, good. Arugula, tomato confit, and bacon. And then we have our oxtail Philly if you're ready to take a nap.
If you're ready to nap. I got to play golf today. I don't know if you heard. Yeah. But I'm going to do this. And Dell, did he bring fries?
Well, did you ask for fries?
No. but this is how you bring a meal. Chris knows. The man wants fries with a sandwich.
Well, Chris has a bigger goal in mind because, he's got the golf tournament. He doesn't need you destroying him before. He's got a message to send.
He doesn't bring fries. I always, where's the fries?
Oh, wow.
What's wrong with your place? Why is no one going to your place?
For full disclosure, I forgot the ketchup. So hopefully not ketchup.
I don't care about ketchup. Okay, good, fries. Good. So what the golf tournament, let's talk about it, is going to be April 12th, Monday, Herman Park. You're going to have Steve Francis there, Owen Daniels there. Other people are going to be there as well, and you're going to be raising money. Let's talk about the motivation here.
Yeah, so the motivation is to support the work that we're doing with 1913, which is to date we've donated over 206,000 meals to Houstonians and people who live in Fort Bend County that are uniquely affected by the virus. So it's just to help us continue that effort, and then it's also benefiting the Imani School, which is essentially like a HBCU for babies. One of your old colleagues is a product of that school. It's been in existence for 35 years, and they have been, like everybody else, hit terribly by the pandemic. I think their attendance is now at less than 30%, and we have to make sure that they keep going. And it's also the base of our operations for our kitchens and our farms is right there with the school. So we're kind of locked in together.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. That is really, really neat. So the amount of school needs help. And it's all because of the pandemic that the numbers are down?
Yeah, exclusively. Like, they've been thriving and putting these people, I mean, the graduates from there get free scholarships. They get scholarships to Strake Jesuit, Episcopal, St. John's, all the way up to Columbia University. Like, this is the kind of talent they produce. The pandemic, and my mother is the founder and director and hyper-responsible, and so she didn't want to put anybody at risk. So tuition is down, attendance enrollment is down, and so we're just trying to hold on for next year.
And it's a lot of technology. It's a lot of robotic stuff.
Yeah, robotics is a brand new part of the program because she never stops creating. She's one of the most innovative women I've ever met, and I didn't know she even knew how to turn on a computer.
Really?
Yeah.
And so she goes and recruits kids that are showing exceptional talent and brings them to the school?
You can bring any kid. Like, I could have gone there if she would have let me in.
No, I couldn't have gone there.
And she would have made me. Yeah, I would be learned. I would know how to turn on a computer.
You would, yeah.
And so you don't have to come in with any kind of a special skill set. She just creates people. She makes it. She develops a special skill set.
That is awesome. That is really, really neat. So is she going to start to let them back in now with the vaccinations?
I can't speak for her, but I know that she's slowly, and work in conferences with the teachers and also with the parents. She's going on what people's comfort level is. She's not trying to force anything until they're ready.
Mm-hmm. That's neat. Well, good for her. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Your mom is no wonder you're like you are with your mom doing that stuff. But that apple didn't fall far, it looks like. And once again, man, well, let's talk about Lucille's and how it's doing. I mean, through the pandemic, are you back to close to capacity?
We're still keeping our restrictions in place. We're still at 75%, but the business has been phenomenal because at the beginning of the shutdown, we invested in our patio, which is huge. We can do 100 people out there socially distanced and comfortable. So we've essentially become a patio restaurant. And all these efforts that we've done up until November, we did it exclusively through Lucille's. So Lucille's has been operating as a nonprofit without being a nonprofit because all the profits we've received, we put right into 1913 to keep this mill thing going.
Nice. And yeah. Over 200,000 meals.
Over 200,000 meals, all of them deliberately curated to speak to these different neighborhoods that we're serving.
That's great. That is unbelievable. So Lucille's 1913, listen, while you're eating wonderful food, you're giving back to the community because we know Chris and Ben are going to be giving it out.
Yeah, Ben's going to give you the highway vodka. I'll give you the food.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet Ben, too. I mean, I like Ben. Okay, already. I don't even know Ben, and I like Ben. He's going to give you the highway vodka.
Right.
And we want to thank Silver Eagle, too, for
sure. Yeah, Silver Eagle is going to be a big part of the tournament. Yep. They're going to provide all the beer, and they also are the distributor that represents Highway Vodka. So they're going to be – Highway is doing a sponsorship, too.
That's
so,
great.
Great partner.
So if you want to go to Eventbrite, or should we go to Lucille's 1913?
You go to 1913.org, and all the information's right there. Click the link, and it'll take you to the Eventbrite page.
Got it, 1913.org. Mm. And get out there. Come join us. We're going to do our show out there in the morning. And I'm playing. I'm going to play. I don't know if I'll be as good as Steve Francis. Yeah, I'll crush him. but I'm not going to be as. You got a female golfer, right?
Yeah. So it's two great things. It's one is Maggie Noel, who was seven years ago listed as one of the top 10 golf instructors in the country under 30. She's playing and she's gorgeous. And then also, we have that 18th hole hazard that we're doing. So, so we're creating a dining table, a dining stage in the middle of the 18th hole. So, you're just going to have the tables, the linens, the chairs, maybe the flowers on it. And you have to play short or play over it.
So, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Or what if you hit into it?
That's what I'll be doing.
That's what Ben, people could die. This is going to be adventurous golf here for a change. I think you'd like to see this.
Can it be like a dunk tank where you sit at the...
I sit there and people aim at you?
Sure, and you can win a prize if you hit the radio host.
Is that where we're doing our show from? Well, right there?
on the 18th hole, we're going to play with Nerf balls.
I'm in that. Sounds like a great time. We're going to have a great time. Go to Lucille's 1913 website and sign up and come join us on April 12th. But you want to play with Maggie, not me, okay, if that's the case.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no. You definitely want to play. Maggie's going to be a much better golfer. I guarantee that.
I really don't care about her skill.
Yeah, right. You don't care. See, I like that, too. We don't care how talented she is because she's talented.
He fits in with you, definitely.
Because she looks good. That's all we care about. Chris, we appreciate it, man. Congratulations on your success. Lucille's, unbelievable. Lucille's 1913. And thanks for doing all you do.
Thanks so much for having me.
Chris Williams right here on ESPN 97.5. I'm talking about hoops. Hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. If you're looking for the best goal in the market, it's not even arguable. My peeps over here, I love Keith Tate, and you're going to love Keith Tate, too, because he makes the best darn goal with the tempered glass backboard, with the unbreakable rim, with the goal that lowers and raises, the stanchion that is unrustable. If you're looking for fun for the kids, because your kids are not that athletic, and they're not able to get a ball up 10 feet, so you lower the goal for them, and they can dunk, even though they'll never be able to dunk at a 10-foot goal, they can have actually have fun. When you go to the website, you see all the pictures of kids dunking because that's what they want to do, Dad. So if you've got a kid that's even not that athletic, they can be the best dunker in the world because you can lower the goal for them. All you got to do is go to produnkhoops.com. Your wife will love it too because it actually has curb appeal. It looks good. So if you're looking for the best darn goal, there's one place. It's produnkhoops.com. Produnkhoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97. Art says, clowning on tacos? Man, Chris can't show up in his hood.
Why not?
Because he ain't giving out tacos, okay? He's giving out
good food. He would if that's what people wanted, right? Doesn't he cater to what they want?
He said, we're not giving out tacos here. We're doing
I felt like
people want.
There was a yeah.
It was a little derisive.
And then he said, if they wanted tacos, I'd get that done for them.
Yeah. But it's going to be good tacos, Art.
Crap you eat, Art.
Whoa.
I'm assuming. I don't know what you eat.
Wow. Art is a big... No, don't say that. He's a big Jack-in-the-Box taco guy.
Well, then the crap that he eats. Then I was dead on.
Jack-in-the-Box tacos. Don't ever denigrate.
Deep frying lettuce. Beat it, Jack-in-the-Box.
No, it's the best.
Look, John,
greasy taco. The grease just spilling off it.
Is that the only thing in your life worth 99 cents you think is the best?
Oh, without a doubt. There is nothing. Two tacos for 99 cents? There is nothing you could buy for 99 cents that is better than that.
I will agree with that. There's nothing that's close, in today's day and age as far as pricing is concerned, that's 99 cents that tastes as good as that.
Nothing.
Or as good as that, period.
Period. Period.
Of any quality.
Period. How much is your spicy chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A?
I don't know. Is it four, just the four entree 20, after four, tax?
No, it's got to be $7, $8.
No, not after tax. You mean after just a sandwich?
Yeah.
No, it's probably enough.
Well, you can't get it without the waffle fries.
It's possible, but if you want a meal, yes, it's in that $7+ range, yeah. And that's if you only go like the small combo.
Is that the greatest thing for $7 in the world?
Probably not. I'm sure I could find something better.
There's something better than a spicy
chicken meal?
This is a part of your life, the spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah, but you're talking $7. I'm sure there's a burrito that's $7+. That, like a Miko sandwich is less than that, I think.
Well, which one would you... Okay, if you can only have one for the rest of your life, which would it be?
I'd take Miko's. It's
really?
Easy, it's an easy thing. Now, the waffle fries are a thing, but Miko provides waffle fries, too, and they're good, too. I think it's an easy choice.
You're going Miko's.
And plus, it's local.
That's right. You buy local.
Yeah. If I had a choice, I'd buy local.
By the way, I've been stopping at Bayou City Coffee right on Richmond, just inside the Loop. People, really good coffee, as opposed to giving that green woman all that money.
That sea hag or whatever she is.
Whatever she is. I mean, she's kind of hot for a sea hag. But, you know, and actually the coffee is really good. So if you haven't stopped there.
I got to correct myself. Looks like a Miko sandwich. Just a sandwich is $8.99. So I have to side with Chick-fil-A now.
Going Chick-fil-A.
As far as the $7
because
thing.
You can find something better than a Miko sandwich for $9.
If you say so.
You can.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. But I don't think as far as food is concerned.
Not food. I'm talking about anything.
Well, sure.
There's nothing better. You can't buy anything better for 99 cents than two Jack-in-the-Box tacos.
There was a time where you could, where when I was a kid, there were some things that were better, but now there's no chance.
Not anymore. No chance. No chance right now in this world that we're living in. And this is where we're living, though, in this world. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the Terry Yates conversation and maybe straighten some things out for you, that you got a little bit more information on it. Terry's great. Chris Williams, thank you as well for coming in. Deshaun, I should have asked Terry if Deshaun should settle this thing, if he thinks Deshaun should settle. It's too hard to tell right now.
Yeah, we don't know all the information. Mike Florio thinks this will do irreparable damage to Deshaun if he continues this. He thinks he should settle.
I think irreparable damage is done.
True, but I don't know what a civil case in terms of discovery, what will be out there, how in-depth. I mean, we've gotten these kind of template reports, and then depending on the woman, you'll hear about maybe a force this or moving of a groin here. But if we want, if they get on the stand and testify,
yeah,
that I don't know. That's going to be rough.
I think we're getting into a territory where, if I'm Tony Busby, I'm not sure I want to settle. I think if this goes to a jury or the judge, and I don't know how much money I can get out of this now. There's a preponderance of evidence against him.
And it continues. And if he believes, and these women, he believes them to be credible. It's not just what Tony Busby believes. As much as we like to take shots, the dude wins cases. So if he believes these women will play well in a courtroom, and you know, I won't want to call it coaching, but they'll be given instructions about how to testify and what to say and what not to say. He knows what plays well.
However, you know, you're up against Belichick here now in Rusty Harden. And now, but Belichick has Jacoby Brissett as his quarterback. However, Jacoby Brissett did beat the Texans. Don't forget.
Is Tony Busby the Texans or is he something else?
No, he's loaded. He's loaded for bear.
Yeah, that's
the Chiefs.
There's a difference, and I don't has Rusty Harden had to defend someone with the accusations of sexual predatory behavior? I don't know his history. Has he ever done a case this prominent with these types of accusations?
I don't know that either. But it is Rusty. He sounded a little frustrated yesterday.
Well, he was upset because he couldn't get the names, and we talked about it earlier. Tony Busby's response was, "Well, Deshaun made these appointments. You can find the names if you want to work if you want to. We're just not going to hand them to you that way, though. There's a way to find them if you so choose.
Yeah, you can just look at the dates, and Deshaun will have it in his phone.
Yeah,
they'll look up Deshaun's history. You can find who he had on that day.
Yeah, apparently in Instagram you can delete your messages from the conversation, even where the other person doesn't see them anymore. And apparently he doesn't do that. So
no,
because Tony Busby had a Instagram DM that he put out over the weekend where it showed Deshaun left that apology up in their DMs. So, I mean, maybe he's a guy who doesn't delete messages. I know some people don't. He would be able to tell you who these women are.
Yep. Yeah. No, Rusty. Rusty might just be playing a game trying to get some sympathy from the public there. I'm sure Rusty knows how to get a hold of these names. But he is looking, because this has been an avalanche. He is. Listen, that Deshaun's name is besmirched forever is a lock. This never leaves him now. I mean, this is part of his legacy. I don't know what his football legacy is going to be going forward. But I know that this is on his resume and it ain't going away.
Yeah. Well, I know with you now, you had some bias against Kobe for basketball reasons, the whole MJ impersonation. You never forget that he was involved in that case. Mm-hmm. Others have. And because of his death, that particular incident has been kind of whitewashed from memory. No one brings it up. And in fact, when people talk about it now, people think it's in bad form because he's now dead. Other people think differently about it. I don't think it goes away from Deshaun. No. It didn't go away from Kobe, particularly if it goes to trial.
Well, if it takes death for it to go away, then, you know, Deshaun he loses either way.
Yeah, I think some people don't think of it when it comes to Kobe, period, when he was alive. But it became, I know, that's why I said some people. I do believe it became a topic you couldn't bring up when talking about his legacy because people thought it was in bad taste. Like, you didn't hear that after his death.
Yeah, what did the victim think? Was it a bad taste?
See, these are the things people don't like approaching.
Listen, it's part of his resume. That's all there is to it. And alive or dead, it's not in bad taste. It happened.
Yeah, I'm
factual.
Telling you how it was approached.
You're speculating. I know. I understand. But I understand that. But you know what? It's not speculative. It's factual.
There was a settlement in a case.
Yes, he settled on a rape accusation, and so.
So Deshaun is likely facing something very similar.
Well, yeah. This is almost, I mean, that was a one incident, one time that we know of occurrence. This is getting to a predatory. It's getting close, or it is already.
It's Darren Sharper, Bill Cosby
status. Yeah.
If deemed true.
Yeah.
It's like that. I mean, there isn't a drugging of anyone, but there's still alleged forcible sexual conduct.
Right. Yeah. And the good news for them is they were awake as opposed to Darren Sharper.
Which I don't even imagine. I can't even imagine how that went for those women.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. I want to talk. This is always a different way. Why is it we're always going from Deshaun to this?
Well, because we always talk about Deshaun. So you want a palate cleanser?
Ready? And 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. I don't know what your issues are in the boudoir, but listen, if you got a problem, if your car isn't working correctly, you go get it fixed. If your sink isn't working correctly, you go get it fixed. I mean, stuff happens. And it happens. And it happens in the bedroom as well. If it's bothering you, well, there are options. Of course it's bothering you. Who wants to not be able to perform for your partner? GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John. A free online evaluation going for your ongoing ED, all from the comfort of your home. Very discreet, the packaging discreet. If they have to send you the medication, then that's not a problem. Not everybody's going to know about it because it is discreet. U.S. licensed healthcare professional is going to work with you. And not only at that time to prescribe your treatment, but if you have any questions whatsoever, it's straightforward. It is discreet. It's GetRoman.com/John. Complete online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Visit an online today with a doctor and take care of it all. Go to GetRoman.com/John. Now get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now. Save $15 on your first month of treatment. GetRoman.com/John.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird is here for you. Del, apparently penises are shrinking.
Everyone's?
Well, scientists say that pollution is causing human penises to shrink. Genitals becoming malformed as well. Do you have a malformed genitals?
Well, I haven't looked at them in a while, so let me take a look. Are they shrinking over your lifetime or just as people, as we progress as a society, they shrink? Because it's not like, as I'm exposed to pollution from my 20s to my 40s, my penis is going to shrink, right? It just means an average.
I don't know. I'm looking at Kylie Jenner now, and I don't believe this story. But
okay.
Dr. Shanna Swan writes that humanity is facing an existential crisis in fertility rates as a result of phthalates, a chemical used when manufacturing plastics that impacts the hormone-producing system. As a result of this pollution, a growing number of babies are being born with small penises. So ooh, this is your the children that are being born with smaller penises because of plastics. Should we eliminate? Do you think that we should eliminate plastics now from the earth?
Why? Because less children are being
make penises smaller.
No, I think I don't mind it. It's not. I don't think it's affecting mine. I think.
Yeah, and you're not going to have kids, so you don't
care. Yeah, I don't care one way or the other.
But if you did have kids and it came out with a little tiny one, then what?
Like, hey, man. Hey. That's your across the bear, I guess.
I want a blood test.
Hey.
I want a paternity test here.
Hey, first of all, that kid may look like me, but it doesn't look like me. did you see that people are pointing to the Marvel Cinematic Universe becoming a thing, affecting men in terms of when they have sex? Like, apparently, virginity, the age of virginity or the sex rate for men is going up because in terms of when they have sex, because it started like around 2010 when Iron Man was the first MCU movie. So they're pointing to the MCU as the reason men are having less sex because they're stuck in their rooms watching Marvel movies.
And
allegedly, I don't know
because of Marvel.
I don't know if that's real, but Marvel became a thing in 2010 as far as the movies and men, the age for them and the rate that they have sex has gone down.
I tell you this, I do think, I know it's only a few examples, but I got a buddy whose kid is eighth grade and not even interested. I mean, when I was in eighth grade, I had raging hormones. These kids, nowadays, I think it's different. They want to play games. They want to sit inside. They don't want to, what? I mean, because we always say, hey, she's hot. What do you think? Go after it. And he's like, he just ignores. And it's not just him. I think that the boys are developing at a slower rate right now because of sitting at home watching, because of all of, now I'm sure they're checking out a bunch of porn on their phones and whatnot.
Sure.
Yeah.
There is more access to things that decrease, I guess, the urge or the need to go out and do all the things that you guys would have done.
Right.
To be with women.
Well, like, we actually went out and hung out.
Guys don't, they don't feel the need to go out.
No.
Because everything is right at their fingertips. Yeah. Entertainment and, you know, the hub is there too.
Right. Right. But I don't even think they're going to the hub as much. Well, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with the hub.
Ask your buddy's boy, since you guys.
Hey. Well, he claims no, because hey, you must be.
No one, even now, dudes aren't going to admit to older
Henry all the time now. Because
if you name it Henry, you got problems. No one admits to that at his age. No one's going to tell the older people in his life, yeah, I ain't that interested in women because I've got Pornhub. Imagine that conversation.
Yeah. I'm good. Listen, I'm fine. Just, Mom, give me some more lotion. That's all. Hey, why are you?
Give me some more lotion.
Give me some more lotion, Mom. I'm good.
Yeah.
Thomas Lopez was patrolling the part of the Hallandale Beach in north of Miami, Dell. He got fired from his job.
Why?
Because he saved a man's life who was drowning.
But he shouldn't have been there. He should have been working.
It was an unguarded area of the beach. So he went into an unguarded area. He could only save people in the guarded area.
So, but he went out of his way to go save someone's life and he got fired for it?
Yes.
So he would have been better off letting this person die?
Yes. Well, he would have kept his job.
Yeah. As far as, you know, paying for things, having a viable income, he would have been better off not saving this person.
Right.
Because rules.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like
that makes sense, doesn't it? Perfect sense.
Yeah, and when that company or that beach was asked why your lifeguard let a person die, oh, those are the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Apparently, Mom has been arrested, Dell. Jacksonville mother is charged with child abuse. She showed up at her DuPont Middle School with boxing gloves, and she got into a fight with her child at the school. Punching her with boxing gloves on. The mother was arrested for child abuse. Do you think that if your kid is bad, you should show up at the school with boxing gloves on? Is that something that you advocate?
I don't advocate parents getting involved other than what they should. Like, boxing gloves seems like, I don't need props. You shouldn't bring props to the school.
Right, but should you just throw hands without the gloves on?
You shouldn't fight at the school.
With your kid?
No. Hmm. That is...
Well, the kid needs it. If any kid needs a fresh one?
I would say if you think your kid needs discipline, doling it out at the school is probably a bad idea.
Probably.
For yourself and for the kid.
Maybe that's the way you go about it.
You're the kid who got beat up by his mom?
Yeah.
At school? Is that going to work out for the rest of his time at that school?
Well, I hope it was a mom. I'm assuming it was her daughter she was beating.
I don't care if it's a mom or a boy or a girl. You're the kid whose mom came to school and beat her up.
Now, is this guy, how many times do you think this 50-year-old Polish driver failed to get his driver's license?
50 years old.
What do you think would make it a story?
I know here in Texas, after you fail, you have a certain amount of time to wait. 50 years old? I would say if he failed, or this driver failed to get it 40 times.
192.
Ooh.
Do you think this is the worst driver in history?
And by the
192 times he couldn't get his driver's license.
I don't know, like, what's Poland's rule? Do you get a driver's license at 16? I'm not sure what the rule is. So from the ages of 16 to 50, that's 34 years. He failed it how many times?
192.
How many times is that per year that he failed his license, his driver's license
test? That's 4 a year, at least.
Oof.
Yeah. Going on 4 years.
Look, I failed it the first time.
No. From 16, that's way more than 4 a year. 5 a year.
Yeah, so I failed it the first time because to control, like, I was making a left, and I had to swerve a little bit to get back in control.
Oh, beat
it. So it sucked. So I failed it immediately. That was crushing. Imagine doing it.
191 more times.
Oh, boy. That's depressing.
Hey, Dell, Maine may allow Viking-style funeral pyres. Do you want to go out to sea, pushed out to sea in a bundle of wood, and someone shoot an arrow and light your grave on fire.
I'm just thinking of that Game of Thrones episode where he couldn't, where they had to get the other guy because the guy kept missing with the arrows.
Right.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be neat.
I mean, going out like a Viking.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind that at all. I'm all in on that. Apparently, a Japanese company is offering paid leave for employees grieving over their favorite idol's retirement. And by idol, I mean cartoon character.
Ooh. Cartoon characters retire in Japan?
Yeah, what do they call that?
Anime?
Anime.
I wouldn't cry.
What? Do you get a leave of absence there? Do you think David Gao will give you a leave of absence if Iron Man is killed in a movie?
Well, he's already dead.
What?
So I would have already had to take that.
Oh,
leave
way
of
to
absence.
Ruin the movie.
No, you ruined the movie. That's the bit.
No,
you
that's
ruined Iron
terrible.
You ruined Marvel's. You ruined Avengers Endgame by telling everyone Iron Man died before
I
the
didn't
movie
know.
Came out. But you threw it out there and it happened.
Yeah. 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 And finally today, a 6-year-old in North Carolina was arrested for picking a flower from a lawn.
Well, I think all 6-year-olds should be arrested for something just to let them know that crime doesn't pay.
Well, that's exactly what the DA said. The earlier that you introduce a child to the criminal system, the higher the chances are that they will remain, in the criminal justice system. That's bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad.
It's actually the opposite.
No, that's a bad thing. No, he's going to be back. Now he'll be a serial
offender. How'd you start your life of crime? Well.
Well, picked a flower.
Picked a flower.
Got arrested.
It was all downhill from there.
Got cuffed.
Cuffed?
I don't know about cuffed. I don't care. You're arrested for picking a flower.
John's got a tea time to make, everybody.
I do. See you, everybody. Y'all have a great day. Charlie Polillo is next.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the F. All you got to do is say you're a must.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you hear my f***ing for me?
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.